broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Looked at the calendar lately? Winter's coming. But you won't mind driving a well-equipped, all-wheel drive and all-new for 2019 Honda Pilot. They're pretty awesome, and we've been stocking up. Browse our selection at HondaNorth.net and pick out the Pilot you want today at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to The Grassroots Show here tonight. It's The Rock Station, 97.7, and this is local music. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Ready to listen to some local music.
There you go. That's a nice Slippery Rock football.
How about
outfit
that?
You got on there. Kicking butt.
Yeah, well, they've had a good year. As we pre-record this, I hope they had a great day yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah, I was like, be careful. We've hung ourselves out there before.
Right. Well, if they won yesterday, I'm really happy today.
There you go.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But, it's another night to talk about local music. And speaking of local music, how about a local institution that can record your local music? They are sponsoring this segment of our show. That's our friends down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and they've been busy creating a lot of music that we play here on the show.
Yeah, give Jim Harpel a call down there, and he can get you going, get your song recorded, get musicians around you if you need them, or whatever, and you just might win a Grassy Award if you record a song there.
How about that? It's very possible. How about that, yeah. So, and it won't be long, we'll be talking about Grassies and more, but for the moment, we're allowing Anger the Ant to reign the year for the second time in their career. And those guys have been really busy. And it's been nice to see some of the different shows that have popped up around the area. There have been some venues being used and some benefits being done. It's always exciting to see local musicians being a part of something very special. And I think this is going to be a busy fall and winter for local music.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. Especially some of the local breweries, too, that have really done a nice job in, you know, allowing some of the acoustic setups to come in and entertain people. And it's nice to see the people respond to that, too.
Yeah, actually, man, we did a little interview segment with Dave from Recon Brewing here a few episodes back, and they're doing music a couple, three times a week out there. Speaking of Anger the Ant, Zach Revito is doing an open mic out there now, like every other Tuesday. So look for that.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah, really, really is. So, and keep your ears on the radio. We'll keep you up to date on some of those locales. And if you're out playing, why, please send us an email, and we'll include you on the concert calendar. Just give us a week or two lead time so that we have it ahead of time so we can prepare that. But if you send it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, we'd be happy to pass some information along. It does sound like there's going to be some new material coming out. I think we're going to be talking about some of that a little bit later on in the show. But also understand that you have something new that we're going to be popping up. And we want to mention we're going to have Mr. James Buckley coming up on the show here. And we're going to talk to James. We actually were on his radio show during Corbri Woodstock. He does a live thing called RockPittsburgh.com, and he's a gentleman who's been involved in this music scene for quite some time.
Yeah, he was out there broadcasting the show live, so that's was nice to meet him. I've heard of him. People said, "Oh, you got to talk to James. You got to talk to James." So it was finally nice to talk to James.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to play some music though before we do talk to James.
Yeah, hey, we got something new from Homicide Black, and I'm hoping we're going to have these guys on the show here soon. We've featured music from them in the past, but they've got some new stuff out, and I say we kick the show off tonight with End of Eternity, new stuff from Homicide Black.
I'm anxious to hear it because I really dug the last stuff that we've had from them. Church on the Hill, I think it was, was one of my faves.
Yeah.
I've even played that on Rock Fabric, so good stuff. Well, and why don't we just do a little Shine? We'll do So They Say from our friends the Shiners to kick off the show tonight. You're listening to the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. It is also streaming at 977rocks.com. And don't forget, if you go to 977rocks.com, you can pull up on demand all of our previous shows. It's local music right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah! with my baby tonight.
Welcome in our cities. Why is it welcome in our schools? Are we ever gonna wake up or feed the fire fuel? The thing that's tearing us apart isn't welcome in my heart. I hate, hate. What's it gonna take to love one? Change our ways. Come on, sisters. Come on, brothers. Haven't we had enough? Just as much as I love love, I hate, hate. Hate infects us like a poison. Love's the antidote we need. And if you're not part of the cure, then you're part of the disease. So what's it gonna be? A million ways to disagree, but we've only got one enemy. I hate, hate. What's it gonna take to love one another? Change our ways. Come on, sisters. Come on, brothers. Haven't we had enough? Just as much as I love love. I hate, hate.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show. Second segment tonight is being brought to you, well, just like it has been since the inception of the show, brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Stop down and see our friends Monday through Saturday. Maybe enjoy a little college football or a Penguin game and a Man Can special. And look around and see if you see a guy sitting there with a Green Bay shirt on. It just might be Utah.
It just might be.
Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, sponsors of our show here tonight. The Grassroots Show, and we're going to visit with a gentleman named James Buckley, who visits on the show tonight. James, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing? It's great to be here. I'm just so happy I made it out here and got to see this wonderful place you have here. And it's really kind of cool to be in this area. And, you walk into the building and all of a sudden, boom, it's like, hey, this is big time.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome.
Well, we like to think we are anyway. Well, it's great to have James on. And, of course, James aware of many hats. And a musician in his own right, and maybe you've seen him on the streets of Pittsburgh somewhere or in a bar. But in particular, the first time I had the opportunity to really get to know you was at the most recent Corbri Woodstock, because you were actually doing a, a radio broadcast. You have rockpittsburgh.com.
Rockpittsburgh.com. It's an online internet web radio station, and the purpose is really to feature local artists and their local material. And, you know, that's what I stick to, and I'm getting a lot of great responses, and I get music sent to me all the time from local artists and their original material because they want to be heard. And you guys, I know you play some stuff too, but, you know, mine's just totally dedicated to locals and their original material. And it's, you know, I got over 20 countries that are tuned in.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is very awesome. It's great to have that response, isn't it? And I think it shows how talented the musicians are in this area.
It does, you know, and I get comments. I had one this morning. Someone sent me an email. Says, I've never heard of this. So he started listening to it, and he says, I can't believe I know some of these people. And then there's others that I'd never heard of that are really good.
Yeah.
You know? So we get comments like that all the time. That's cool. So it's really good to get those a chance.
Yeah.
And especially as me growing up and trying to do that myself was really difficult back in the 70s. You know, I got rejected by all the major record companies. And so it's just so hard to get your airtime out there. So this is a place where they can go, and it's a good thing.
That's great. How long have you been doing rockpittsburgh.com?
It's like a year right now. It's 1 year this month.
All right.
So I'm looking at the website right now, and Marty Zendel's playing.
How about
Marty
that?
Marty Zendel, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have that something that's running continuously 24/7, or what's the background?
Yeah, right now it's running 24/7, and it just randomly goes through, and I create some commercials too in there for some clients, and then once in a while I'll do an interview. I just started doing interviews with some of the local artists that are on the station, and I'm going to expand that a little bit.
Cool.
And I may, you know, just do a live broadcast with myself for an hour or two, maybe once or twice a week.
Okay. Now, you were actually broadcasting the Corbury Woodstock event live.
It was live, yeah, and that was really cool, and I was really happy they let me do that. So it was fun watching the response and hearing people come back to me and tell me how good it sounded, for one thing. And, you know, some of them showed up at the concert later and says, oh, I've been listening to it all day. And,
cool.
You know, so it was good to hear that kind of feedback, yeah.
Yeah. rockpittsburgh.com, and I hope you'll give it a listen and see who's playing.
Yeah, and you know it's good because I think with stations like yours and what I'm doing, you know, we kind of get some exposure to the local artists. Like myself, here I am today on your show.
Yeah,
I mean, I could easily have done this on my own show, but to be able to come here and do it, and I know you guys do this all the time, it's really a good thing because it kind of brings the communities together really because we do have something special with music here.
Yeah, we do believe that. Huh? Give us a little background of yourself and how you got involved in playing music at all.
Oh, okay. Well, so back in the 70s, I had some friends who were musicians and had played in bands and so forth, and they needed a guitar player, and I had fooled around with it, but, you know, wasn't ever thinking that I would ever be in a band, for one thing, and just messing around with it. And so they kind of talked me into playing rhythm guitar. So I picked up and learned some chords. And, you know, we started playing. First time on stage, I said, this is great. I said, I'm going to keep doing this. So what happened really was kind of interesting because I never thought that I had songwriting capabilities until within less than a year of joining that band, I started writing original stuff. And I've been doing it ever since. So that was really the thing that got my battery going. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So once you felt that stage presence, it was something you had to have.
The stage presence was good, and I became very good at having presence and being active on stage. You know, being a good showman, a frontman, so to speak. So I really put on a good show back when I was, you know, physically able to
jump around.
I would jump up on top of bars and stuff like that. You know, it was pretty crazy.
Wow.
And then I got into the writing the music, and I said, oh, this is pretty easy. I'll keep doing it, and then just watch it grow, you know. And then I went to other bands and, you know, did some similar things to that.
Mm-hmm. So you've been playing together with bands for a long time. Has it always been kind of your band, or has it been a blend of things?
It started out as a blend, so I was with a bunch of guys, the first band. The second band was More of a new wave kind of thing in the 80s.
Okay.
We would play it at places like the Electric Banana a lot, you know.
All right.
And we were competing with the Silencers and, you know, people like that. So,
yeah.
And I just sang on that one. So I just did lead singing. So we were pretty active on stage. I mean, we could like run through 60 songs a night in like no time where everything was so fast, you know. but after that, I just went on my own and I did some projects, did a rock opera, wrote that, and
okay.
we did the big production of that in Pittsburgh, and then from there, just doing my own thing, you know, starting my own bands, and you know, just have people backing me up and joining me, really good friends and musicians that I know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, there, you know, you talk about that, the Electric Banana, and you know, places that are now gone,
mm-hmm.
But what an institution that was! It was just last week talking about the final closing of CBGB in New York City, and I mean, when you look at it, that was kind of the CBGB of Pittsburgh.
It was, yeah. It's a historical place, and those bands that played at CBGBs would come to Pittsburgh to play at the Electric Banana.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just it just drew those people in, just like places like Moondogs draws in the blues people. I mean, it was just one of those well-known places.
Yeah, that was a special area of Oakland that had a couple of really cool clubs.
Oh yeah, that and Graffiti was
around
the corner. You know,
yeah.
Pretty much down the road.
Yeah,
and yeah, there was a lot happening there, and it was a very active music scene because you know punk and new wave was all kind of coming out. The '80s music was getting more popular, and you know there was just it was a big transition going on there from the '70s.
Yeah, yeah. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are ready to chat a little more about music here tonight. Welcome back to our show. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Time for our second segment, which is traditionally brought to you by the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Great place to stop by and enjoy. And I know I saw a post from the Rainbow. They were having a Steeler party yesterday. Yeah, they were having a Steeler party. I saw the Rainbow Inn, and it said, come on down and share the Steeler game with us. So they must have opened for at least informalities, but you can always stop by and watch a Penguin game or a college game.
I was watching a Packer game. So.
Yeah, well, see, that's why you weren't invited to the Rainbow. They want to watch the Steelers down there. Now you can stop by for anything, including a Man Can special, the Rainbow Inn, sponsoring our second segment here today. We're going to visit with our friend Frank Vieira. It's been a while since we've visited with Frank. In fact, we've got Frank on to talk a little bit about what he's been up to, his latest CD, and a very special event that he's being involved in, along with Shady Lady Productions, down at Jurgles. It's a country songwriter showcase for charity that we will explain to you coming up. But first, we want to welcome Frank Vieira to the show. Frank Vieira, good afternoon.
Hey,
I was gonna
hey
say
guys,
good afternoon,
how's it going?
I guess. Yeah, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you.
I was going to say good afternoon, but I guess it's a little later than that for our show here, since we air at 7, unless we're Pacific time. Maybe I'm on Pacific time. I don't know.
It's evening. Well, you know, the clocks will go back, so nobody knows where we are right now.
That's why I'm so monkeyed
there
up tonight.
Yeah.
It makes total sense now. Yeah.
That's why I was here very early.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things have been going on in the world of Frank Vieira since we last talked, including a new CD. And I don't know which is more important, a new CD or a new baby. Congratulations, Frank.
Definitely the new baby, but the music has been awesome, and it's been a really good year for us. So we appreciate you guys having us on.
That's awesome. And not quite a year for the youngster. Did you have a baby boy or baby girl?
Baby boy. He was born in March, and now he's crawling and causing all kind of mischief around the house, and it's been pretty cool. It's our first one, and it's really special.
That's cool. Well, I'm sure that that has filled up your year And we'll probably play that song that is your latest single coming up. But give us a little background. I know it's been since, what, June the previous year that you released your official CD, but you've been riding high on the single Fill It Up that has been making some noise across the nation.
Yeah, it's been really cool. And, you know, anytime as an independent artist you can send something out there and stations will support it, it's really cool. And we've been sitting at about the 100 mark on the Music Row chart for the past couple of weeks, and hopefully gonna crack that top 80 and keep it going. It's been a slow build, but it's been really fun to see the support and all the stations that are supporting it.
And it seems like you've gotten a pretty significant buzz. Now, I mean, obviously, we've had you on here. We've played you on our sister station, WBUT. But you've been getting some nice buzz, too, from some of the area radio stations, too. And that is always important for a local artist.
Yeah, it's, you know, for guys like me, it's really special what we have here in this area. And just the support we can get from our local community and our local stations. And, yeah, I think sometimes we can take it for granted because there's so many places around the country that just don't do that, and you know, we're really blessed and fortunate to have the outlet we have here and the great support from all the stations.
Now tell us a little bit about the album and kind of catch us up to speed on the album itself and where you recorded it, kind of the process.
Yeah, so we released right here last year, and it's been a cool record for us. It's changed a lot of our what we get to do musically, and we recorded it with Mike Ofka out in Steubenville, Ohio, who's he's an awesome producer, and we really spent the time to develop a little bit of a sound and try to do something a little bit different for everybody, and it seems to be working so far, and it's a cool record because it's a place in my life where I was kind of transitioning from college to adult life, and there's some songs on there that lyrically I'm really, really happy I got the opportunity to write and feel really good about, and just hopefully seeing that transition through all of our shows and all the support we've been getting this past year, which is, you know, again, just been awesome.
Definitely have seen, and as I've had the chance to hear this album and get a vibe of it over the past year, definitely hear the maturity coming out, you as an artist, and that's got to feel good to hear that on the other side too.
Yeah, it definitely is, and you know, it's one of those things that, especially in country music, we get this special blend of, you know, sharing our own life story and trying to relate it to everybody else's life story. And I think that's kind of what that record's about and really what, you know, our next project is going to be about. And obviously life is going fast and changing quickly. So, you know, we have some songs to reflect that, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
You definitely have had an opportunity to play really all over the area and pretty steadily as well. Do you have the opportunity to play with the same guys as far as your band goes? How does that come together for you?
Yeah, I've been so fortunate. I've been surrounded by just awesome guys in the band. Brad, Eric, Jesse, and George, and we've been together for probably the past 4 or 5 years now, and it's just they're great guys, and they're such, you know, they're great musicians, but they're even better people, and I'm really fortunate and blessed that they want to be a part of it, you know. It's a big commitment to be in a band, and even bigger when we kind of travel a lot, and so those guys are really, really everything.
And you've played some smaller places, but you've had the opportunity to play some of the bigger places around the area too. I'm sure that exposure is appreciated for you as an artist to have that opportunity. I know you have a gig coming up at the Meadows. We'll be talking about Jurgles. To play some of those bigger stages and just have that exposure opportunity is invaluable.
Yeah, it's been a great year. We've done a lot of travel regionally and, you know, getting out to Chicago and Michigan and just kind of hitting some of the Northeast places. And, you know, all the venues here in Pittsburgh have always been good to us. And we got to do the Big Butler Fair this year, which was really an incredible opportunity. I think it was I think it was a big stepping stone for us, and just an awesome crowd and awesome venue, and great to share the stage with Sam Groh and Dylan Scott there. It was just a really cool opportunity.
Of course, if anybody out there is a fan of beer, Utah and Bob, Bob R. This is one of the great songs Frank has, is Play It By Beer. And you have a special group name for your fans, don't you?
Yeah, we it kind of started back in college. We have the Beer Leaguers. I wrote this song a long time ago called Beer Leaguer, and it just never saw the light of day. Maybe in the future it will. But it was just kind of the representation of going through life and crashing out of sports and still trying to be somebody on the weekend. So
yeah, you
that's what we want to embody here.
You do a lot of beer songs, and it was pretty cool at the fair to see everybody singing along with you to Warm Beer. That was really neat.
yeah, that's a cool one, man. It's been a big staple for what we do for a long time, and people seem to gravitate towards it. You know, it's an easy sing along, and I think everybody's been at that point at some point where they want a warm beer, and any beer will do. You know,
better than no beer. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Great stuff. Visiting with Frank Vieira here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Well, why don't we grab that mug and fill it up with your latest single. Give us a little background of this song that's making some noise nationwide for us, Frank.
Yeah, this is Fill It Up, and it's been a workhorse, man. It's just a great tune that I was lucky enough to write, and it's just a good party time weekend song, and I'm so grateful for everybody for supporting it, and here we go, Fill It Up.
All right, let's Frank Vieira, Fill It Up, and we'll be back to talk about a very special country songwriter showcase that is going to be held for charity a week from this coming Wednesday. Frank will give us the inside scoop as you continue to listen to Grassroots here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
On the table, ping pong ball, shake. Another highway sunset, another county line, another mile marker, just saying I'm farther from something I'm leaving behind. One more truck stop coffee, one last cigarette. You would have thought I'd have been there by now. I should have lost you somehow, but I ain't quite there yet. Oh, I'm a little past crazy, on the edge of the night. Oh, I got my hands on the wheel and I'm starting to feel like it's all gonna work out alright. I'm a little past crazy, I see the dawn breaking through. Oh, I'm a little past crazy, a little bit close to getting over you. Missed you in Memphis, turn the radio on. Oh, but I didn't break down or think of turning around when that DJ was playing our song. When I crossed Colorado, you were crossing my mind. Yeah, I'm driving through Denver, I was dialing your number, but I didn't hit call this time. I'm a little past crazy, on the edge of the night. Oh, I got my hands on the wheel and I'm starting to feel like it's all gonna work out alright. I'm a little past crazy, I see the dawn breaking through. Yeah, I'm a little past crazy, a little bit closer to getting up.
To the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. And our visit with Frank Vieira. This segment is brought to you by Bros's Superette, where they have Butler's best hot sausage, bar none, the best ham loaf in America, various cuts of steaks, deli meats, cheeses, smoked beef sticks, homemade sides and salads. Everything you need to complement your musical get-together. Let's forget about football and everything else, because you need to have a music get-together. Sit down and enjoy some, if you need to, warm beer, or play it by beer, but don't play it by ear. Go to Bros's Superette, high on the hill, right in the Price, right at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. We just filled it up with Frank Vieira, and you heard also Jackson Gardner, who's going to be a part of the special songwriter showcase that involves Frank and a song called Little Past Crazy. I'm not familiar with Jackson, Frank, so can you give me a little insight on who Jackson Gardner is?
Yeah, man, Jackson is he's an awesome singer-songwriter. He's kind of based a little farther south. He's in Washington and West Virginia area. And me and him met up a few years ago, and I think we have some really similar interests as far as like songwriting and influences go, and he's just a great dude, and I think that's the best thing about the songwriter showcase is it's a group of really good guys and everybody out there doing some songwriting and some artist stuff, and hopefully getting to showcase what, you know, the Pittsburgh area and the region has to offer, a little something different, you know.
So this get together is going to involve you, Jackson Gardner, also Andy Davis from the Andy Davis Band, And a gentleman named Chris Higbee, who a lot of folks will remember because he was one of the members of the Poverty Neck Hillbillies. So you've got a great representation of local musicians with this event.
Yeah, it's we're really fortunate that everybody's schedule kind of lined up, and I think it's all people that I've been friends with for a while, and just other people that I respect in songwriting and artistry, and I think that's the coolest thing about what Pittsburgh has going on right now is there's so many people that are doing this well. Really trying to take it to the next level, and I've known Chris forever. Chris was really one of the guys that helped get me started in doing all this. So just awesome that he can make it out.
And is that kind of the intent as far as the musical part of this event? Is this an opportunity for those out there that maybe have done a little songwriting or interested in songwriting to kind of come get some ideas? Is that what your intent is?
Yeah, I think we're just trying to do something different. You go down to Nashville and anywhere you walk into, there's a songwriter's night. There's a lot of people here in Pittsburgh doing the same thing. And it'd be nice to just have something different for people to come out on a weekend night or a weekday night, and just hear music in a different format, hear the songs the way they were written and hear the songs from the people who wrote them, and just kind of showcasing some of that local talent. And I think that's a cool thing. I think we need to, it's a great community we have here in Pittsburgh, and just continue to build it as artists. I think that's part of our responsibility.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, is the game plan going to be kind of a round table format, or is each guy going to take turns? I mean, how are you going to present this event?
Yeah, so we're all going to be up there at once and do kind of the writer's round thing.
Cool.
I'll sing a song, and Jackson will sing a song, and Andy and then Chris. And it'll be cool. It's a great way to share music and maybe share some new stuff too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love those kind of events. And if anybody out there listening has never been to kind of a songwriter's roundtable, they're just phenomenal. When you have the opportunity in a laid-back atmosphere to sit back and just hear the experience of the songwriter and you guys describing what went into a song. I mean, that's what we try to bring out on this show, but you're going to have an opportunity to have four great artists at one time with this and with the setting of Jurgles. I think that's just an awesome opportunity for folks to really kind of dive into how songs are written and how you guys put the thought process together and make it into a song.
Yeah, exactly. And the best part about all of it is we're going to be helping out Veterans Charity, and it's right around Veterans Day, so it's a free event, but we're welcoming donations at the door for Compere Corps, and just trying to give back and trying to have a great event for those that serve our country.
Yeah, and I just want to say thanks, Frank. I was talking to Frank out at the Big Butler Fair, and we had Roy and some of the guys from Compere Corps out there were handling stage work for us, and kind of explained everything to Frank and who the people were, and I just really appreciated that you stepped up and wanted to help these guys out and get some money funneled their way so they can keep going on with their programs. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes we forget some of these organizations that are out there just doing great work, and especially in the community, and that's what it seems to be all about. And it's a good opportunity to shed some light on that, and hopefully we can create something where they can use some of those funds for good, as they always do.
Yeah, and we should mention to the listeners out there, the Compere Corps group really specializes in helping veterans who have maybe had a tough time, maybe going through some mental issues, whatever. It could be a wide variety of things, from being in battle overseas, whatever the case may be, and it helps keep them focused on their recovery, focused on kind of living a normal life even.
And we've had some of them on this very show that have come through that hell, basically, and have been helped out by this program and have performed live on this show. So it's a pretty powerful program.
Yeah. And so any of the donations that night are going to go toward helping this organization keep those veterans active. And I think you'd be surprised how many of the veterans are out helping different events that are in the community that you don't even see. So you're going to be helping that cause out, which really, when you look at country music, and you described that, Frank, in the first segment of how you get to tell stories and it deals with a lot of general life. I mean, my goodness, what a better way to have a great connection for this fundraiser.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, as country artists, I think we, we take a lot of pride in our country, and literally, you know, country artists take pride in their country, and you know, those that have served and are serving, like, they're our people, and I think it's important that we use what we have to help them.
Well, special salute to all of you as artists, Jurgles, and of course Shady Lady Productions that are helping to pull this all together to benefit Compere Corps. And again, it's Wednesday, November 14th. As you said, it's a free event, so people can just come down and attend. What time do things get underway, Frank?
I believe the doors are going to open at 7, and it'll be a good night. You know, we're going to kind of get started playing some music around 8, I think, and share some stories and sing some songs, and have a great time.
That's great. So come on down to Jurgles down in the Warrendale area, a great facility, showcase. A lot of local musicians have had the opportunity to play there and even open for some of the national touring acts. Frank, I know you're one of them. What's Frank have on tap? I know you're going to be at the Meadows coming up this weekend. Of course, this is a week from Wednesday, but Saturday, November 10th, you'll be down there at the Meadows if anybody's out and wants to spend a dime and come out and see you play.
Yeah, always a good time down there at the Meadows, and you know, it's a fun stage to play and a fun place to play, so that's always good. And then other than that, we're at that fun part of the season where we can kind of focus on production and next year, and you know, doing some of the Christmas events that pop up, and that's about it.
And taking care of an 8-month-old starting to run around.
That's right.
Oh, that's great. So where can we find Frank Vieira music for the listeners out there?
Sure. Everybody can hop over to frankvieira.com. You know, we're all over the social medias. Just appreciate everybody out there listening.
Awesome. Frank Vieira joining us here tonight. Frank, we appreciate it. And we're going to play some Chris Higbee and Andy Davis. And these are two of the other guys that are going to be there along with Jackson Gardner and yourself at the showcase. And as you mentioned, Chris is pretty well versed. And of course, Andy Davis has had the opportunity to play here in Butler as well. So you got some great musicians that are going to connect with the people here in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's a great lineup, and it's going to be a great night.
Frank Vieira, we appreciate the visit here tonight. Best of luck to you in the future, not only musically, but also with the family.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Chris Higbee, superhero, and we'll follow that up with the Andy Davis Band in Small Town. And it's all part of the Country Songwriter Showcase for Charity to benefit Compere Corp. And again, it's Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. at Jurgles. You need to be there.
Single bound, can't shoot lasers from my eyes.
I can't swing from a web far above the ground. Can't move metal with my mind.
I ain't green, I'm not part machine. That don't matter much to me. When you're suit, tights, or a cape, but I'll be the one to save your day. Don't have a mask, don't have a hammer to blast, but our love is stronger than that. When your world is crumbling around you, and the villains all surround you, you just take my hand and fly away. I'll be there to save the day. Hang on tight, we've got it made.
Time that sun goes down, you can hear that familiar sound. Got the freight train riding hauling coal. Sunday God would save your soul. Mama taught me wrong from right. Never bar. Stop sign out the window. We were running from the cops and laying low. Living high on a gravel road. Got a four-wheel drive, it's a heavy load. Thought we knew it all, but it never showed. Got more scars than I can count. In a small
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Don't forget, Mary Lou Scherter hosts a great evening of music listening locally every Tuesday night down at Steamworks Creative. On Friday, November 9th, Washboard Tony will be at Cummings Coffee West on Route 68 from Butler from 7 to 8:30. Saturday, November 10th, catch our special guest tonight, Frank Vieira. He'll be down at the Meadows Casino. On Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day, the We'll Sing for Food benefit. This is a food drive benefit organized by local musician Brad Farster, featuring his band, the Cellar Dwellers, as well as the Shiners, the Honan Brothers Band, the Rust Project, and Dinner Bell Road. Admission is just one non-perishable food item. The event runs from noon to 5:30 at the VFW Post 894 in Natrona Heights. Also on Saturday, November 11th, Veterans Day, it's a party for the patients at Cellar Works Brewing in Sarver. Join Jason Farignola, Sophie Lockhart, the Noble Hops Band, Anger the Ant, and Jay Wiley of the Hawkeyes as they raise money for a holiday feast for cancer patients at Shadyside Hospital. That event begins at 2:30 and runs until 8 o'clock. The Needs Hotel Band will be back in action on Thursday, November 15th. They get to work for an Easter Seals benefit concert with special guest Spectrum. Check out Easter Seals, wcpa.org/concertforacause. For more information, you can also join the Needs Hotel Band at the Baja Bar and Grill at Fox Chapel Yacht Club on Saturday, November 17th. Also, Saturday, November 10th, John Vento will join with guitarist Ian Arthurs and Sal Monteverdi and be at the Palace Theater opening for the legendary Gino Finelli and his band. And from the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't miss out on the Noble Hops Band at Recon Brewing, Saturday, November 10th. On Wednesday, November 14th, it's the Country Songwriter Showcase at Jurgles, presented in part by Shady Lady Productions. This benefits the Butler County Compeer Corps. This is a vet-to-vet peer program helping veterans. It's at 7 o'clock. It's open to all ages. Donations will be accepted at the door. There's no charge, but you can make a donation to the cause, and it'll feature Chris Higby, Jackson Gardner, Andy Davis, and our special guest tonight, Frank Vieira. Also on the Shady Lady concert calendar, Friday, November 17th, the Noble Hops Band will be at Hardwood on the Rocks. That's the Hardwood Cafe, Route 8 south of Butler. And on Saturday, November 24th, the Noble Hops Band will be at the Missing Links Brewery in Renfrew. This is shortly after the band's performance during the Spirit of Christmas Parade in downtown Butler. And of course, that's Thanksgiving weekend.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
And we are back here on the Grassroots Show. Bob in Utah with you and brought to you by P&W Construction. I want to thank Frank Vieira for participating in our show to preview the Songwriter Showcase that is coming up, presented in part by Shady Lady Productions at Jurgles on the 14th. And we also want to thank him for giving us some insight into his new material as well. Some great, great work. You can just hear Frank's sound evolving right before your ears.
Yeah, I like how you said that. There's been a growth, because we've had Frank on way back in the early days of the show too, and there's a definite growth there. And you know, this CD was stuck in my CD player for a pretty good bit too. I listened to it quite a bit while I was driving back and forth between here and Detroit. So I really enjoyed it.
Also want to remind you that that general concert calendar is out there for your taking. If you're a band out there, if you give us a little lead time into your information each week, we would love to include you as part of that calendar. So don't hesitate to hit us up, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. If you send us off an email, you know, give us at least a week, if not 2 weeks, lead time on your scheduled gig. We would love to include you as part of the general concert calendar, so everybody out there listening goes, I want to go see that. And that's local music, live and in person.
Best value for your entertainment dollar.
Amen. Again, don't forget as well, we're looking for Christmas tunes. Don't forget about that as well. Original or covers, doesn't matter. We're going to play you coming up leading up to Christmas, and then hopefully you'll be playing it the rest of your Christmas holiday via our on-demand. But that'll be coming up on December 23rd. The Sunday, December 23rd edition will be a full hour plus of live, local, original Christmas music. Let's get to some music here, and we're going to play a gentleman. Actually, I visited with at a Slippery Rock University football game, because I think he even played for them. But that's the Brian Tye Project. And Brian has a CD collection of material. And he's been playing with a number of very well-known musicians in this area. On bass, Dale Rongus out of the Grove City area, Chris Eithen on drums, Sam Antics on guitar. They claim they have over 100 years of combined musical experience when you include Brian. It's the Brian Tye Project, and we're going to play a song called Jelly Beans. Appreciate Brian getting us some music to share here tonight.
All right, sounds good. And I say we take the song out with some Dofka, and hopefully we'll have him in the studio here with us in 2019. He's got some new material I know he's working on. He is a kind of a famous guitar player from the area, and I did a show with him, maybe a couple shows way back 10 plus years ago with Shady Lady Productions, and I'm like, I got to reach back out to this guy. Why haven't we had him on the show yet? So he sent over a bunch of his music, and we'll get one on right now to take the show out called Evocation.
All right, and we'll do it again next week on Sunday nights. It's the Grassroots Show here on 97.7 FM, streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
Thank you.
Broadcasting for the Honda North Studios. At Honda North, we're thankful for our customers. That's why we're giving Honda North employee pricing for everyone for the entire month of November. It's our way of giving thanks all month long. Some exclusions apply. See Honda North for details. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
You gotta fight for your right.
I love it when great minds come together.
The Rock Station, 97.7. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you.
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs, we have your favorite DJs, and we also cover local news, sports, and weather always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
I'm ready for rock, Alexa.
Well, how nice for you. I guess I should just drop everything.
Alexa.
Okay.
Let's do this.
The Rock Station.